The Metagamers Anonymous Actual Play Series is sponsored by Lone Wolf Development, makers of Hero Lab. Find out more on their website at wolflair.com and by Plate Mail Games. Enhance your tabletop role-playing experience with ambient soundscapes and great plot hooks courtesy of Plate Mail Games at platemailgames.com. The following program may contain content not suitable for all audiences. It's been 24 hours since the destruction of the Gaten City Bridge. And there was a period of exuberation, you know, a period of celebration, which immediately phased into, as the afternoon wore on, people trying to figure out what the hell they were going to do with themselves, people kind of contending with the loss, whether it was the loss of their homes or the life that they've known or the loss of loved ones, people who are separated from loved ones who might or might not be somewhere else in the city alive or snacking on friends. There's a definite sense of kind of many of the survivors, almost as if everybody's kind of holding their breath to see what's going to happen next. Because for a lot of people, everything happened really fucking fast. The firestorm on the north side of town is obviously growing. The light's getting brighter through the night. It seemed especially foreboding, given that it's kind of a reddish light casting across the sky to the north. You did, as we pointed out when we discussed a minute ago, discover that in addition to the power still being on here, the radio station that is apparently located high on the west side. Did I get that on your map? Let me look. Now I got to go back to your map. Yeah. Out here, okay. Up on Mount Rogers, and that's
the radio station,
KZ Radio, as if they somehow knew. And that, judging by what you picked up of snippets of the radio program as you were kind of coming down off the high, it sounds like the on-site DJ, with the help of some of the other staff, is pretty much kind of wheeling on into the evening and into the night. Sounds like he's using CB radios or something to communicate with people across town and kind of get updates, pass that information on. At some point during the evening, there is a cheer that goes up from one of the groups when he announces that the smoke that everybody saw on the south side of town was the bridge going down. So apparently somebody saw that and reported it. No word at the time on whether or not it was intentional. So, but DJ Grant Jazzy sincerely hopes that that is a good sign for the people of the Gaten District, rather than them being stuck out on their little south side section of town with an army of the Zeds, as he calls them.
Quick question.
Yes.
You were saying Delamorte Island's got like a cemetery on it. Does it have any housing or anything on there as well?
Yeah, all the structures you see on the map surrounding the green. The green is the cemetery area. The actual mortuary and mansion that belongs to the town's mortician is out in the middle of that area.
Now, that's the bridge that went up, right?
No.
The one right here on the Nadalushi? Oh, okay.
This one did. The one over here.
Yeah. I don't know how to ping.
You just click somewhere and hold down for a second. Before the evening got was it. Through, it was easy enough for you guys who are heroes, Deckard, Aldo, and even the Doc, and Nathan, to find a place to bunk up. Although a lot of the, you know, you can't say that life is actually normal or anything, but a lot of the people that live on this side of town were still on this side of town, you know, they're still in their homes. A lot of them weren't and aren't. So there's a lot of unoccupied houses right now. A lot of the numerous groups of survivors kind of end up probably by breaking in, taking up Kip in some of those houses. Or other nearby abandoned buildings close to the river. Just not real sure what to do with themselves. There's a few folk who start kind of glad handing the governor around, having been the kind of wealthy and influential people in town who are suddenly happy to find their state governor right there in their backyard in the most critical time of the year. Most critical time of ever. And so, you know, Aldo is given a very nice place to sleep. The only thing that anybody else in the group might have that Aldo did not was Deckard might have a groupie or two in his bed. So, any questions? Any comments?
Nope.
Okay. When the show opens, I figured we have this kind of little opening credit musical kind of montage going on where we see Deckard sitting up in bed trying to get his bearings and figure out what the fuck happened, which moves to Aldo getting into a new suit for the first time in a couple, 3 days in little steps, which moves to the character that none of you guys know, Jonica's character, who's clicking her heels across a kitchen and humming to herself as she bakes.
We got fucking Donna Reed over here. Fucking June Cleaver up in this motherfucker.
It is the morning of the second day after the explosion that rocked Mortiston. Governor, what's your plan this morning? He's still muted.
Still can't hear you, homeboy.
See, now I understand why no one responded to my comments earlier.
We didn't know you were making them.
It wasn't because we were unfunny. Okay, so let's get that comment out of the way. Who the fuck wears heels in a zombie apocalypse? Eric, thank you for doing the setting. I wasn't embellishing in the least. Bam, two comments, a little shorter, just as good now.
Awesome.
Okay. Anyways, for all of the survivor groups, we like come together. Have I figured out who the leaders for each survivor group was? Is there like a single druggie who got hit in the head by a brick as the bridge blew up? And
I don't understand the question.
I'm trying to get the leaders of all the groups, you know, okay, are just coming together from
What you have on the south side of the Nadalushi, you have a rather mixed bag of people who... You have the people that live in the area who were actively out and about near the bridge area at the time. Those people are in the know, you know what I mean? They're people who, for better or worse, for good or ill, most of them are probably people that lived or worked right there in that area. They are down there. They were down there when the stuff at the bridge went down. They were down there during the aftermath. They were helping as best they could when it came to gathering stuff from nearby houses or shops or whatever. Those people are kind of the local right here. Most of them are not the more well-to-do people that live deeper in the district, and very few of them are the students from Gaten Academy. Now, Gaten's crowd has pretty much retreated, as far as anybody can tell, back to Gaten.
Yeah, these are like the hard workers, the people who can use shit with their hands.
Yeah, some of them. Some of them were locals that live right here in the area, so they're, you know, some of them are like a little older people, or, you know, but they're still neighbors with each other, so they know each other, and that adds kind of a sense in a crisis of community to them. That still is not consider it much of a group. It's not nuclear in any way. The only other thing that you might call a group, other than the Gaten peoples, are the cluster of kind of punks and hotheads that gathered near the river and became the ones who are now sitting outside the house you were sleeping in, keeping watch over it to make sure that nothing happens to you during the night.
I like these guys.
There's about, you think, 14 or 15 of them. The number seems to vary a tad, so you're not real clear on it. Nobody's really in charge there either.
Okay.
There's
NRK in Mortiston, USA.
One guy and one gal who have kind of been the ones to kind of organize, you know, in as much as they get organized, which is, you know, you two stay the fuck here and don't let anything happen, you know, that kind of thing. But they might as well be, you know, they obviously aren't any more experienced in anything going on here than anybody else.
Okay, so there weren't like multiple groups of survivors that are all converging on our position.
Well,
like,
if there were going to be, you guys blew up a bridge.
Yeah.
Makes it tough.
True.
And before the bridge was blown up, as you might recall, there was an entire group of assholes keeping anybody from crossing the bridge.
Hmm.
So what you had was about, what, 50, 60 people, maybe tops, that made it across the bridge?
Mm-hmm.
They're not really kind of gathering together as a group. A lot of them don't know each other. A lot of them are just kind of sticking to the loved ones that they managed to make it across with, or people they knew, you know, or headed out into the district probably to find people who they knew on this side.
So the hotheads, do they have any weaponry with them?
Just a hodgepodge, a different, like, one of them did have a rifle, was shooting at zombies on the bridge. A couple of them have handguns. Several of them have melee weapons.
Okay. First, have I located, well, no, that would make sense. Have I started organizing everyone to doing their own little jobs?
In the manner that you do?
Yeah.
Sure, if you care to expound.
Well, first I want to actually get in contact with Deckard, because I need him to help me with something. I don't say that often.
Okay, so you're going to go find him?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Sean, it is an audio podcast, sir.
Or video. Hello.
There he is.
How are you?
Sean, as far as you've been able to discern, nuclear explosion went off on the north side of town, which may or may not have been remarkably close to, say, home. What do you think was probably your initial intention?
Duck and cover?
Right, but it wasn't anywhere near here, so.
Post-traumatic stress is all.
Oh, I gotcha. At the time that the actual explosion went off, you were alone at the firehouse because the one guy that was hanging out there with you, Tim something, who is a county employee who lives down here in the district and met you there to let you in. Had gone off to find some lunch. After the explosion goes off, if initial reactions include anything like, you know, trying to call anybody, phones are dead, trying to see if you can, you know, hear anything like on a radio or anything, if you carry that sort of thing.
Yeah, I'd have a CB.
Nothing to work with there. If because of the immediate electromagnetic pulse knocked out everything. Everything was far enough away. It was a flash and a little mushroom cloud in the distance on the north side of town. You're not really clear what happened.
Did the radio buzz off or...
Your radio seemed to be...
I was working on the fire engine.
Your like CB radio seemed to be working fine. You just weren't able to immediately raise anything or anybody. If you... Well, the reason I asked your initial reaction was if you would try to head to the north side of town.
Yeah, probably get in a truck and take off towards, you know, see, you know, so, see what was going on exactly. See if home was okay.
Inconveniently for you, in the manner that plot devices sometimes occur, your truck wouldn't start. And
all right.
When you attempted to do something about that, you turned out to need a part you didn't have. The only garage you really knew anybody at was up close to the river. That would have been Phillips Quality Auto Repair, which is actually about right here, not too
joke's
far.
On you. It isn't quality in the and least.
Where, and where was I located again?
You were down here. I think you can see the problem. So it was about a, it had been about a, you know, not quite a 3 mile walk.
I'm trying to see if I'd put my, you know, if I'd put my knapsack on and go or not, or leave it in the truck.
Well, you're talking 3 miles on your leg. Probably not something you want
to about an hour.
Carry much extra weight with.
It'd probably be exactly. It'd be about an hour's walk.
It'd be about an hour's. I don't even know if I could do that in an hour, actually, come to think of it. I'm out of shape, though.
Right. I feel you.
But you got a prosthetic leg?
Yeah. It's one of those runner type legs, you know, the metal, it's sort of like L shaped.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the springy bar.
Yeah.
Okay, so as you moved through the district, you remember people kind of going kind of nutty in the streets and stuff. Like a lot of people running around like they didn't know what the hell was happening. People talking about the end of the world, shit like that. I'm sure you tried to do your best to ignore most of it. You managed mm-hmm. to get to the shop and found that most everybody had left when the bomb went off. There was one gal there. You know her as Susie Q. You're not sure what her actual name is, but that's what they call her. And
right. She
didn't seem to have any idea what to do with herself. She was supposed to be meeting her boyfriend a couple hours ago. And that didn't work out, so she grabs what you need and decides to make the hike back with you back to the fire station.
Okay.
It turns out to be nighttime by the time you guys get pretty much anything done, start working on it. It gets dark real early, and it seems safer at that point to kind of hole up there for the night, probably.
Yeah.
I smell a love interest.
I make sure that the bay door's down, and I kind of push a few oil barrels next to it, so kind of reinforce the doors. Is there a, is this a two-story building? Because you said it's an old firehouse, but I don't know if the old firehouse has ever had...
Three story actually.
Oh, okay, story. Okay. So they're gonna go ahead and relocate us, you know, and my things up to probably the second or third story, whichever's more
some
cozier,
of the
but, you know,
interesting,
more secure.
Some of the more interesting items at the fire station. Probably not a lot of things that are useful to you in this kind of situation. So
I have a question.
Yep.
If anybody knows the answer here, I mean, I'm not. When an EMP goes off, does it kill like the electricity in a battery?
If it is active. Yeah.
Okay. So, like, basically, like, double A's on a fucking shelf would still be square, then.
Probably particularly, like, double A's, because they're very solid. Isn't that right, Mike?
Yeah, as long as it ain't being used, it wouldn't allow it to discharge, I think.
Okay, that's cool. That's good to know. When we were at the shop, I made sure and grabbed some extra batteries for the radio, the CB radio, and the portable radio, like the, you know, listening jam radio.
Okay. By morning, Susie Q was gone.
Okay.
That was this morning.
I started looking for where she left.
And the transition from love interest to death bait is complete.
Well, yeah, her boyfriend was a biker named Meatballs anyway.
Okay.
No wonder he was late.
Yeah, I make sure my stuff is all there. I go around and check and see where she left.
Well,
about that.
Yeah. Not only is your stuff not all there.
She took your fucking truck.
Your pickup isn't there either.
Oh, great.
Man.
I'm going to find this bitch.
That's awesome.
It's all right, though. It's for the greater good. She's a greater good.
So after brooding for a couple of hours, there was an explosion in the distance. It actually shook the ground a little bit, although wow. This wasn't a big nuclear explosion like that last one. But you can definitely see smoke and such coming from the area of the river near the bridge. That was around midday, late morning to midday.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to do a supply check again and then go ahead and head north towards where the explosion went off.
Okay. So
no use sticking around over here. Might as well get into the thick of it. Find that bitch in my damn truck.
Obviously, by mid-afternoon, you have uncovered the answer to that particular mystery. Apparently, somebody took the old work truck from Phillips Quality Auto Repair, rolled it down to the bridge, and blew it up with a fuck ton of propane and a box of grenades from what you hear.
Told you it wasn't very quality.
We used what we had.
And took out the bridge.
Quick question for you, sir.
Yes.
The fire truck that I was working on, how far along was it?
It still needs some work. It can run it. I wouldn't consider it reliable at this point.
I would take my chances under the circumstances.
What do you mean? Driving Drive down it. To the river that morning?
Yeah.
I changed my mind then. It's still fucked. Because that would retroactively change things that happened before the end, before last session ended.
Yeah, I hear you.
And retcon has been had.
Well,
everyone,
you know,
write it down.
This is the price of giving Andrew the chance to explain his character situation since the bomb went off, which really I could have just started him with. You know, it's been a couple days since that bomb went off and you've been sitting on your thumb for no fucking reason. We don't know why. It's not important to the story.
You're welcome. So in other words, what he's saying is, you're welcome, Andrew.
What he's saying is, I'm a pain in the ass. It's all good.
So by some strange coincidence, and by the way, by the time you manage to get up to there and blah, blah, blah about the bridge, depending how much you learn about what went on in any detail kind of depends on how social you are at that point, which you'd have to tell me.
I'd ask a few questions.
Right. You'll find out a few interesting tidbits that may or may not be true. Some of them you figure probably aren't. Like somebody claims the fucking governor is here. That seems unlikely. And yeah, it seems unlikely and it probably doesn't matter whether it's true or not.
I like his gun rights.
Most of the people in Mortiston do, strangely.
People love me. I don't know.
One of the few things
he
did bring into office.
The you also hear that the reason the bridge was blown up was because the collection of higher society pricks at Gaten Academy were sealing off the bridge to keep people from the north side of town from coming south. And
doesn't surprise me.
Apparently, there's talk that a lot of the people here are survivors of the incident or came from the other side of the bridge, and there's talk that there's some sort of crazy diseased shit going on up there. Some people think it's radiation victims. Some people think that there's some sort of infection flying through town. Some people just say that their neighbors started killing and eating people. Again, whether any of this is true, it seemed apparently it was enough of a threat that a bunch of the survivors that came through from the other side of the bridge got across the bridge and blew it the fuck behind them.
So they're just crazy on the other side of the river. That's I know that much, at least.
Apparently.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, it's crazy enough for people to blow up a fucking bridge with a fucking truck. And I'm assuming I got told about the hand grenades.
Yeah, somebody was sure to mention the damn hand grenades.
It was pretty impressive, you know.
Nobody seems to know where the hell they came from, but there were grenades.
This is a historic district, right?
Yeah.
It's a museum.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some of these houses date
Colorado
back.
Is all about fucking soldiers and military.
Some of these houses easily date back to World War I era, so. So that night you probably couldn't have done much better than finding some people to drink with, finding something to eat, since by then you were probably starving, and hopefully finding a place to bunk up. You could go to the auto garage if nothing else.
What all did a bitch take from my supplies?
Whatever wasn't on your character sheet currently.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll share some of my MREs with somebody, you know, just like I said, like you said, shack up with somebody, you know, share
MREs,
some food.
MREs, man. Some people. I'm going to the fire station across town. I'm going to make sure and take some MREs with
me. Well, the good news is that most bug out bags only pack about 72 hours worth of food. So
exactly. And
that's
three MREs.
Most people, when they bug out, are bugging out of town after all.
Exactly. They just need 72 hours worth of food and water.
Obviously, by the time all this went down, you also knew about, you could see the growing firestorm of light, or the light from it, rather, on the north side of town, and the haze was getting thicker all through the day when you were walking back and forth across the goddamn district. By the next morning, you're easily able to note that you're down to about 20-foot visibility. By some weird fucking coincidence, Missy?
Yes?
Last night, your guest house was co-opted for one of the heroes of the day.
Ah, wonderful.
And this huge, mean-looking motherfucker is supposedly snoozing away back there well into the morning when your doorbell rings.
Well,
check. Okay. Aldo?
Yeah?
A woman answers the door. This is the house you were told you'd find Deckard at.
Yes. What's she look like? Hello, miss.
She is blonde. Her hair has been put up very fashionably in a French twist in the back. She's wearing some very nice jewelry, a pencil skirt, and a button-down blouse and a nice fuchsia, along with a heavy necklace and a pair of 3-inch heels.
So, secretary look. Got it.
Are they still that dope?
Secretary look?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that. More like...
Stepwife?
It's rich housewife look is what it is. Actually, the governor's probably met quite a few of those over the years.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hello, I'm looking for Mr. Deckard. He's a large, brawny man who has a permanent snarl on his face.
Oh, he's in the guest house. Would you like to come in?
I would love to, thank you. If you could just take me to him.
Can you check your messages?
Private business.
Why don't you come in, sit here at the bar, have a cookie. I'll be right back.
All right. Thank you. That would be lovely.
You're very welcome.
Wilford Brimley.
Did you get my PM, my whisper?
No, I didn't. We're not getting this again.
Okay. Damn.
We promise not to just tell him.
Can I be like naked in the kitchen getting some coffee when she comes back?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Deckard, there's a knock at your door.
No, I wanted to be in her house.
Oh, yeah, you can do that. Oh, her kitchen. Gotcha.
Yeah, in her kitchen.
I just exited my kitchen.
You recognize when you come into the kitchen that there are fresh cookies.
Okay, I'll be eating handfuls of cookies and drinking coffee right from the pot.
Deckard, you're following the woman through the house.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like padding behind her.
I mean, I'm sorry.
TV works.
I'm sorry. Aldo, you're following the woman through the house, and you notice out of the corner of your eye that she walks right down the hall past the kitchen, and in the kitchen you see Deckard.
Oh, God. Does civil decency mean nothing to you?
You hear the guy
say.
What are you speaking about? Of course I understand civil decency. That's why I invited you in for cookies.
Doesn't look like he's talking to you.
Oh.
Him. I just imagine spits on the floor.
Put down my coffee pot!
Deckard,
what do you do to it?
I drop it on the floor.
I'm sorry, young man. I don't know exactly where you're from, but you will behave in my house or you will leave.
Deckard, that sounds like a lovely idea.
Lock it behind him.
Okay. You are walking out the door, Deckard?
Yeah, I'm going to go out back to the bunkhouse to get my clothes on.
Did you? Okay.
Are you following him, Aldo?
Yes, I have to.
I'm going to stick up her ass. Jesus Christ.
I would be annoyed, too, if you showed up randomly naked in my kitchen.
She loved it. I'm serious. It kickstarted the old broad's pulse. You can tell.
Deckard.
Oh, goodness Christ. What?
And don't come back out of there till you have clothing on, young man!
Bitch, you shut your fucking mouth!
I dare you to get in my face and say that, asshole!
All right, get the fuck out of my way.
No, I don't want to kill you.
Get the fuck out of my way. I'm going to go beat this little bitch's ass.
Deckard. She is a woman wearing shoes when she is a woman wearing heels when a nuclear bomb just went off 5 miles away. I don't want to see the outcome of this.
Good, I can beat her to the fucking death with the fucking things now. Get the fuck out of my way.
It'll just eat up time you can spend beating other things to death. Stronger.
You're lucky, bitch.
He's just lucky my sons aren't home. Wow.
You're talking to nobody, you realize that.
If she's a housewife, what do you expect?
Are you like watching out the window?
Out the guest back house? Door.
Jesus Christ, rich people.
What are my neighbors going to think? Hurry up!
You gotta stop yelling into the listeners are only hearing crack, crack, crackle, crackle, crackle.
Screechy voice.
You know, only rich fucking people, after a fucking nuclear bomb goes off, crazy people are trying to invade Little Island are worried about what the fucking neighbor's gonna think.
What a crazy business. It's stupid, yes. We all understand that.
I gotta get my shit. What are you here for anyway? What the fuck?
I need your help with something that you might very well much enjoy yourself.
Do I get to hurt somebody?
Potentially.
Is it her?
No.
Can it be her?
Potentially.
Soul! I'll get my shit.
So, Eric, how many other ways are there onto the Gaten District? Into Gaten District? Since we blew up one of the bridges.
Are we assuming you asked around?
Yeah, definitely. Like, this is my...
One other bridge on the west side that heads over to Delamorte Island. Otherwise, it's pretty much cut off.
That's good. Okay.
I'll wait
until Decker gets his shit together.
Okay. Johnny's okay. Still role-playing over here.
I know, I can see.
You guys can't see the crossed arms and shit. Oh, now Deckard's whisper showed up.
There we go, okay.
And so did Andrews.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so how many hotheads did you say I had outside my...
Does she have, like, a nice car parked in the driveway?
No, it's in the garage, like any normal human.
Okay, I'll just bash the windows in on the side of the house as I go by.
She lets you stay in her house free of charge.
I suppose I'll have to give your breakfast to some other nice young man.
I had some cookies.
And I made you eggs and a pork chop and coffee along with some freshly squeezed orange juice. But this type of behavior is simply not going to work. You will fix those windows, young man.
How old are you?
She's like 30.
Just checking.
So, and
attractive. She has the attractive
edge. I promise to fix the windows and apologize, ma'am. Can I have the breakfast?
After you clean up that nasty coffee mess you made in my kitchen.
Yeah, sure.
Of course. We're not rushed, are we? Of course. Would you like some too?
No, he doesn't get any.
I think I'm good either way. I'll just wait out front while you all get into a better position. If he attacks you, yell. I'm pretty sure I have anti-Deckard pepper spray by now.
That won't stop me.
Is that your name, Deckard?
You can call me Lee.
Lee. Well, Mr. Deckard.
Yes, ma'am.
It's very nice to meet you. I expect you to never behave like that in my house again, though.
I'm sorry we got off on the wrong foot, ma'am. It was a rough night. It's been a rough couple of days.
It has been. It has been.
Come on in. I'll show
you to the dining room.
You have very nice eyes.
Yes, I can tell that you're looking right at them.
Guilty. Are those real?
Of course. Only skanky hoes have to add to what God gave them.
Where's the broom, ma'am, and the paper towel stuff?
Here, I'll show you.
Man, Deckard heard about that attractive edge and all.
No, it has nothing to do with the way she looks and everything to do with the food. You gotta remember, I've been living on fucking vending machine candy. She's made eggs and pork chops and hash browns. I would kill you for this meat. Let alone clean up some shit.
She'll clip-clop back through the house and...
Right. You get the picture. Okay. So in a relatively short period of time, Aldo, you're sitting on the front porch. Deckard, you're inside enjoying the first home-cooked meal you've had in probably a couple weeks, come to think of it.
That's it. I'm kidnapping you, lady.
You can cook. You're part of it.
What's she do? Just kind of clop around the kitchen the whole time?
Cleans, yep.
Checks on him occasionally, make sure he's not doing anything he shouldn't?
Yes.
Anything lewd?
He's fully clothed still.
Oh, look at that. My pants just so happy.
They just kind of fell off.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to be going soon. I have a PTA meeting. Could you...
Lady? I don't think they're going to have PTA today.
Well, I'm the president of the PTA meeting, and I said there was going to be a meeting, so I fully expect all the mothers to arrive.
You do know that, like, a bomb went off 2 days ago, right?
Of course. I'm still waiting for my youngest son, Shay, to get home.
We blew up the bridge, right?
He knows how to swim. He's a very good swimmer.
Did she take delusional as
a tempered wife?
Here. Take a cookie. Wow. It'll make you feel better.
Just wow.
I feel like I
tempered wife
in the Matrix.
I'm sorry, the what?
Did she wear your red dress?
Never mind, lady. Good luck driving your car to the PTA. Gonna have a good time with that. I love the heels.
She is blonde. Is she wearing a red dress?
No.
No.
You mind if I stay in your guest house again tonight?
As long as we are agreed on the rules, there will be no more breaking stuff and wandering around my home naked. I do have two children.
What about in my underwear? Is that okay? Because that's the way I usually sleep. I just had some company last night. You know how it is.
Let's try to get this clear. In my house, in the guest house, you are free to have visitors and traipse around in any way, shape, or form you so choose. But okay. While you're in my house, I require that you wear pants. And I don't mean undershorts. I mean pants.
But no shirts, okay.
That's fine. I understand.
Okay, that's
the
kind of my thing.
The man booby thing.
Feel these things. These are rock hard, lady. No man boobs here.
They look rock hard.
They definitely are.
I don't think it's the only thing rock hard.
Maybe
right
you
now.
Can oil them up later.
I am Mary, but thank you for the offer. It was very sweet.
Man,
at this point, Decker just looks into camera like.
I was just about to ask if he's carrying a costume.
So, Dr. Fletcher.
Yes.
You wake up with the worst hangover.
Ugh. As soon as I get my vision back, because I know it'll take a minute or two, and I'm feeling around, what, do I have anything that can get rid of this terrible feeling?
You tell me.
Yes, I'll take some stuff, wait a minute, drink some water, or whatever booze I have around, and cure my hangover.
Okay, you feel much better half an hour later. That's amazing.
Where am I?
You are in somebody's house. It's not too terribly far from the river. There's a balcony on the front of the house, it looks like, when you get out there. Overlooking a street. You can see the river from there, although it's not in a position where you can really see the remains of the bridge or anything. You should be able to see the river, is what I was trying to say. You can't actually see much of anything because of this haze that's hanging over the city.
Really?
There is...
Are we talking like San Francisco fog and shit like that type of haze?
No, it's because it's smoke. It stings a little.
Oh, okay.
The house next door... Porch on this side, you actually see Aldo sitting out there looking patient, doing nothing. Looks like he's got himself a fresh suit.
Shit's pressed.
I'll yell down, Aldo!
Ah.
Somebody just yelled at you from fucking nowhere.
God?
Aldo, wait there!
What?
I said, wait there!
Okay. I understand we haven't been on the best of terms, but this is a bit personal.
I can't hear a damn word he's saying, can I?
No.
No.
I know.
Which does, of course, make it kind of funnier.
Yeah.
Aldo!
What?
Just wait there, don't move! And then I'll run back inside, gather my shit. Is there a bathroom here?
Yeah.
Open up the medicine closet. What do you call that? Medicine cabinet? I'll just dump all the drugs in that they have in my bag and then I'll proceed to head out.
Well, hey, don't forget to check the cabinets next to the sink. That's where a lot of people keep their other drugs. Just so you know.
Yeah, I'll do that too.
You're a common druggie, so.
Wow.
Also, no, bedroom nightstands. Bedroom nightstands, another good
thing. Yeah, that's true. I have to check those too.
Yep.
I'll be out in about 10 minutes.
Yep.
No, I'll just race over there.
All right. It's eventually Nick that shows up. The doctor talking to Aldo. I think he's frozen.
Dude, I think he froze.
Yeah, and Aldo's still like
James. He's frozen.
Yeah, he's... I'll send him an invite.
Done.
Okay.
So...
That sucks.
Oh, shit.
God, yes.
You get there, and Aldo is frozen to the spot.
Cannot speak.
Cannot blink.
Hey, Eric, whenever I was asking about the bridge and what was going on with that, I was also asking if anybody's seen Susie Q, my truck, describing her. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, nobody, if she had been through, nobody seems to remember seeing her, but you get the impression from people that everybody was pretty distracted by other shit. You do run into one person who knows who you're talking about. It isn't somebody you know, but it's obviously somebody who knows the garage.
Yeah.
The circumstances. And, yeah, nobody seems to have seen her. Of course, a couple of them are quick to point out that if she did come rolling through here after that bridge went down, or even before that, when the Gaten kids had it all blockaded up, apparently, she wasn't getting out.
The bridge.
So one person even goes so far as to say she probably didn't get far.
So she's probably still on this side of the river with me.
There we go.
Yeah, it's my mission to find this bitch down.
And I'm back.
What my truck?
Hey. That power went out. The power went out?
Yeah. Oh, I told Nera, but I don't think she got the text.
Either that or she ignored it. It was from you.
Oh. It wouldn't surprise me. Honestly, she ignores 90% of them, so...
Do you ever say anything meaningful in your texts?
Well, not really.
Okay.
Yeah.
But for a teenager, she has remarkably few random texting conversations with friends. I think most of the time it's either you or her cousin.
Yeah, I'm one of two.
Aldo?
Yeah.
It's the doc who shows up out of the mist, out of the smoke, out of the
smog,
the haze, whatever you call it.
I know I've done some bad things the past few days. Well, if that was a close call.
What are you talking about?
That was my inner monologuing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Nick still walked up and said, what are you talking about?
Yes. Hello, Nick. Yes, Nick. What have you been doing?
Sleeping.
Uh-huh. Has there been patients for you to look after? People you've been tending to? Surely somebody must have been injured in the huge explosion.
Nobody's coming to my attention, so I ain't worried about it.
Good. Ah.
Wow, so far, everything's okay.
You guys have scintillating conversations.
I'm trying to think of conversational topic, but Aldo doesn't really...
So the nice thing is this is one of those awkward moments when the audience gets to watch two characters that don't know what the fuck to say to each other.
Yeah. It's like, you're a real swell guy, Nicholas.
Where's Deckard?
He's in the house. I think he's getting some breakfast. Waiting for him to come out because he was...
I'll go in the house.
No, wait. Deckard!
Someone walks in your house.
Excuse me, can I help you?
You see a young woman up the hallway.
Young?
30-ish.
Miss Westling? Westing? Is it Westing?
Westing.
Miss Westing, do you need me to remove this person for you? Is somebody that needs to be evicted from your home?
No, not yet. Thank you, though. I'm sorry, sir. And you are?
I'm the local care surgeon for the area. How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm very good. I don't remember you at any of the socials. Are you new?
I've only been in the area for a few months now. I've spent most of my time at Mercy Hospital. Are you okay? You look to be a little ill and under the weather.
Oh, no, I'm fine. Thank you.
Are you sure? Do you mind if I check? It's part of my job.
I just imagine him on the inside of his head. It's like, I'm going to get to see him. I bet they're fake.
I'm your local cleavage consultant.
No, I'm fine, really. If I have any problems,
sure? You look a little flushed. There has been recent radiation poisoning. I'm going house to house, checking everybody. I found out that one of my compatriots is here with you.
He is twitchy in the actual conversation too. I can just tell.
Do you mind if I give you a quick exam?
I do, actually. I'm on my way to a PTA meeting.
Actually, ma'am, the sooner you get it, the better. That way we could let you go off to your PTA meeting and you have nothing to worry about and have a clean bill of health. I think
I hope this doesn't sound wrong, but I've been going to Dr. Jones since I moved to Mortison. And as much as I appreciate your offer,
I'll pull out my wallet and show you my medical card.
No, I'm not a
professional.
Is he bothering you, ma'am?
No, not yet. I'm sorry, but you didn't knock. You really do need to turn around, or I'm going to have to expel you from the house.
Hey, Deckard, we gotta go.
Meet breakfast.
All right. What are you eating?
Oh, man, she makes the most badass scrambled eggs. Oh, hash browns to die for. Oh, pork chops and her coffee. Shit's like...
I'll open my... Woo! Go through it real quick. Ah, value. Here, take two of these.
I already have a prescription. Thank you.
I know. That's fine. This will help calm you down. You seem a little uptight. And then I'll walk right by her. Hey, where's the kitchen at?
I'm sorry, but Mr. Deckard, is this your hey, friend?
Hey, while I raid your kitchen.
This hey. Is my home. You don't get the privilege of walking in my home, asking to grope me, hand me medicine that I don't need, and then wander around my house like you own it.
I'll stop right there and turn around. Excuse me, I was not trying to grope you. I was actually trying to offer you a physical exam because
I don't need a physical exam. What I need is for you to have some manners. You will now exit my home. You will shut the door behind you, and you will knock. I will answer it, and then I will call Mr. Decker to the door. You will not step in my home again without my permission.
Is there hindrance?
I'll walk to the door, knock on it, and go, excuse, oh, let me put this in terms that maybe even he'll laugh at. Excuse me, ma'am, do you mind if I come in?
No.
No?
I do mind
okay,
that you come
well,
in.
I'm here anyways.
Do not come in.
And since this is opposite, no, I'm on the inside, and I'm just
listening. Okay, I'm sorry.
Hey, Doc, you ever gotten your ass kicked by a woman?
This man, no. Who I do not know, has come in my home and refuses to leave.
Do you want me to go now, Miss Westing?
She's the
I'm
best
going
at
to grab
Pilates
him by
class.
His hair and smash his head against the door.
Oh, my God.
What?
For that, you're going to need to make a fighting check.
Oh, I'm like leaning out in the hallway, like with a plate, like shoveling food in my mouth. I'm like, why?
Yeah, I can see you're fucking him up with one of those like bullet balls.
Son of a bitch.
Bouncy balls.
What's your parry, Nick?
2.
Oh shit.
So, I forgot to tell you this. It wasn't in my profile.
Oh, I forgot to.
You got to put an exploder on, and you forgot your wild die.
Eric, I forgot to send this in the profile, but I have a flak jacket such as last session as well as I did. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I'll add it.
Oh, and the switchblade, which for some reason I didn't do that inventory. I'm apologizing.
So that's
apologizing.
A 13?
A 13? Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Versus 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, I go ahead first.
That would be, You get a raise there so you can roll an extra d6 on the damage.
I'm not looking for damage, but then once she's got him kind of dazed is all she's really, that staggered. Or
so shaken.
Shaken. Then she's going to grab his arm, rip it around behind his back, pull open the door, and push him out. Take
do
2
like
Valium and come back tomorrow. And shuts the door.
This bitch has some technique, huh?
Any problem with that, Mike?
No, I think it's funny as hell.
Just checking.
Because I'm not aiming to hurt him. Just daze him so she can get him out of the house.
Yeah, I imagine he was surprised by that. Aldo?
You know, she'll throw the 2 Valium. Take 2 Valium and knock next time and shut the door.
That's what you get an eyeful of, Aldo.
Mr. Deckard, I believe one of your friends is here.
You know, if you weren't so crazy.
That's not nice. I'm not crazy. I'm optimistic.
It's the way, take it as a compliment, okay? Because that's what it's meant as. But, wow. That was pretty cool.
Yes.
Kind of turned on right now. It's kind of weird.
Oh my.
I'm just gonna finish eating this and then I'll be out of your hair, miss.
I'm gonna go to the powder room. I'll be right back.
That was awesome. I'll go outside. You fucking pussy. Dude, she's in 3-inch heels. She's like 5'2". You couldn't take her?
I wasn't expecting that.
That's your ass kick.
I wonder if he lost his power again.
Oh, damn. Oh, James.
Shit, I would pay more. Can you go back in her house without her permission again so I can see that?
What am I here, to entertain you?
She'll come back out with a little tray of cookies.
She comes out the door with a tray of cookies.
Cookie?
Hello, Mrs. Westing. Thank you.
If you say you're sorry, you can have a cookie too. All I ask manners. For is manners.
And when I get back, I'll see if I can't get this lawn mowed for you.
This is starting
Thank
to piss
you.
Me off.
Darren's out of town, probably with his secretary, and the boys aren't home. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
And you were telling me that, you know, Juan normally does it on every other Thursday, and I know it's coming up, and I don't think he's going to be making it. But
not with
we
the
can find
out.
A small engine that runs. You know, we'll totally get it mowed for you. Isn't that right, buddy old pal? You know, we mow the lawn, we can weed.
I'll take a few steps back. Hey, Decker, do me a favor and take 2 steps to your right.
What is that?
And then I'm reaching inside. I'm reaching behind my back.
For your gun?
Yep.
Aldo, what from your, always doing?
From your angle, you can Aldo. From your angle, you can clearly see what he's doing. They're out on the porch. That's what you.
Okay, I'm gonna grab him by the scruff of his neck and just kind of throw up, pull him backwards onto his ass, as it were. Okay, so what happened while I was power outage again?
We didn't do too much. They came outside.
Would you like a cookie as well? Not too many. It'll run the lay of your suit.
I'm sorry for my compatriot here. He was looking for Darkard, and he didn't know that he had to be polite around the young misses. I'm going to kind of start dragging him backwards. Deckard, meet us at the... Do we have a command tent?
What?
No. Command tent?
Do we have a command tent?
Yeah, no, not.
Like where all the people meet up.
No command tent.
Wow. Meet us approximately 3 doors down that way.
This shit is organized.
I'll be down there in just a bit. Mrs. Westing was going to try our car and see if she could get it started.
Okay.
Well, yes, I was. Thank you.
No problem, ma'am.
Hit the thing, you know, the controller on her
next,
to open the
next
door.
Next, he's going to be asking where the sick bay and the latrines are.
To get the garage door to open.
Right. Yeah, you can do that.
And then she'll hit the auto start button.
Starts right up.
Get in the car, hit the little button that automatically backs it out.
You think you could give me a ride?
3 houses ma'am? Down? Sure.
No, I mean, wherever they're going to tell me to go, and they can just walk.
That doesn't seem very nice, but...
Well, you could give us all a ride if you really wanted to. I just know that one fella, he's not particularly on your good list. And
he isn't.
Mike.
Maybe he can walk.
He what? Can walk. I
he
agree.
Can walk.
Gun out. Again.
But I like your friend in the suit. Who is he?
His name is Aldo Cantor.
I've heard that name. He's the governor.
Yeah, me and him are real tight.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Nick, if you pull a gun out
of him... Oh, you don't prefer his policies?
I will hand the gun to Deckard.
I just don't like
Deckard,
the clothes he wears.
And I will let you him
he's
have his
He's kind of smarmy, isn't he? I mean, just ever seen one of his campaigns?
Just let
he's
just
no. smarmy.
I'm not originally, in case you couldn't tell with the accent, from around this part, so you know.
Well, you're tight, so you figured out the smarmy part, right?
The total of 2 times you've tried to pull out your
gun. He squeaks when he walks, if that's what you're talking about.
He's been to shoot me, and he'll try and shoot
that's
her.
That's why I didn't vote for him.
I did not
I could tell, by the way, his pants laid.
Exactly.
Okay, yes, I did try to shoot you, but you know what? You were killing a kid.
Okay.
She'll drive him the 3 blocks.
Okay, guys. Whoa, now too many conversations going on at once here.
Exactly, 2 at once.
Sean?
Yes.
You've made your way outside, but haven't really made your way very far beyond that yet this morning. There's some sort of argument going on across the street, and from what you can see, it appears to be, you're not sure, maybe a lawyer by the way he's dressed, and a hobo.
Well, never mind.
We're talking about Deckard, right?
No, we're talking about Nick.
The dog.
He's all like disheveled, clothes are wrinkled, his hair is fucked up and dirty.
They're having some sort of a little argument of some sort going on. What does Missy drive?
Missy drives a BMW.
Soccer mom.
With all the bells and whistles and...
My ass is getting kind of warm.
Cameron back for backing up and automatically parks her.
When
a
Beamer pulls up.
I look across the street. Is that Doc Fletcher?
The hobo? It might be. He usually dresses better than that.
Yeah.
Why haven't you taken your shower yet today?
Kind of recognize him from whatever he was administering to my mother. Run over across the street to try to help him out. Obviously, he's being accosted by a lawyer.
Just go. You'll be all right.
Okay, let me explain something to you, Nick. You need to take a shower now, then you need to meet me back where I slept at earlier, all right?
Get your head together.
I'm going to give him, like...
Did the BMW drive by?
Not yet. It's pulling up. There is some dude walking across from the auto shop across the street.
I'll take a step back. Hey, hold on 1 sec.
With a weird hitch at a step.
Take a step back and pull my gun to the side. There's somebody coming.
Just holster your weapon. Nobody hears.
Oh, really? How do we know that? We don't know that.
We don't know it yet, which is why we can't assume everyone is.
The guy's now easily in earshot.
Hi there!
Hi! Shmarmy!
He wasn't, a whole lot more than, 25 to 30 feet away to begin with, so it didn't take him long to get easily in earshot.
Hi there, sir.
Kind of shaggy hair,
rustic brown hair, kind of shaggy, beardy, not too unkempt, but you know, just kind of thick. I'm going to assume he's probably in leftover overalls or like mechanics jumpsuit.
Sure.
With the top tied around his waist. And he's got a large knapsack on his back with obviously a rifle sticking out of the knapsack. So
hello.
Hey, Doc Fletcher, what's up? Is this dude bothering you?
Yes.
Nick, I swear to goodness.
I'll look you up and down. Yeah, he's accosting me. I've been trying to hold a conversation with a friend of mine, and some crazy woman got in my way, and...
Beamer pulls up.
Into that woman's home!
You realize where you're at, right, Doc? They're all kind of crazy over here.
I know.
Tell you what, Doc, you go with your friend to wherever
it is. And I'll take two steps back from him again, and the car drives by, right?
It drives up. She pulls up the curb.
How has therapy been going for you? I'll look him over. He has a fucked up foot, right? He's missing one?
It probably isn't exposed.
Or is he wearing a boot? Okay.
Yeah.
Do I know him?
You don't recognize him.
Okay.
Hey, Doc, it's me, Sean. You know, you worked with my mother, Amanda McKenzie, in her last days. I imagine you probably see a lot of sick folks.
Deckard's hand finds its way to Misty's knee.
Mr. Deckard.
Oh, sorry. How about that?
I'm sorry.
It's all good if you don't remember me.
No.
Are you getting out when the car stops or anything, Deckard?
What's up?
It's all good, Doc. She passed away a few months ago.
Am I on the side where they're on, or is she on the side that they're on?
You depend entirely what direction three houses they went.
We went that way.
Actually, she is.
Okay.
Which means you're also across the narrow road, so... You rolling down your window?
Well, I'll lean across her. Hey, guys!
Deckard, yes. So,
hey, she says she'll give you a ride, but not the other guy. So hop in!
Wonderful. So, Mike, you can go with your friend, take a shower, meet me at so-and-so location. Okay, I gotta go talk to Deckard. I'll be back with you in a real jiffy. Okay, bye-bye, buddy. Pats him on the back.
You actually walk away, right?
I pat you on the back, then I walk away.
My hand's on my gun, dude. You ain't taking it away from me.
No, I'm not taking your gun away. I'm making sure I'm like, keep it down.
It's behind my back.
Yeah. He's a real skippy fucker, though, right?
What's that?
Oh, I was talking to Mike. I said he's a real skippy fucker, huh?
Don't worry. It's there are things that may happen within the next moment or so.
Oh, God. Drive away. I think he's off his medication.
There's something I don't know about here, Doc.
As he hops in.
Yeah.
As soon as he hops in and they start get ready to drive away, Sean, right? As I'm pulling a gun out and aiming it towards the back tire.
Oh no! There's gonna be a look of oh no.
Yeah, I'm gonna reach out and push the gun away.
No.
Like down and over.
It's only for the car.
Do I need to make a roll?
I don't think that he's actively trying to resist. I think he was explained. No. It's only for the car, and probably trying to get to where he can aim it again.
Now, if you'll excuse me, they zipped off.
Yeah,
probably. I'm sorry. I was waiting to let Andrew get a chance to catch up with the delay and all.
That's a drive.
I was like I said, I was just gonna push the gun down and away if he was actually gonna take a shot at the tire.
Yeah, they're getting down the street.
I know he was a real bushy fellow, but, you know.
The visibility is so bad that
it
doesn't take them but 2-3 seconds to get where you're not going to get a shot.
Yeah. I'll put it up.
Aldo, you're the only one who actually saw him aiming a gun at the car.
Drive. Keep driving. Keep driving.
Apparently, he, however, didn't have the nerve to pull the trigger.
Oh, thank God. There's some medication they decided to be on today. Lord.
Like I said, Doc, there's something I don't know about going on here. You'd be pulled a gun out in the middle of the street.
Oh, yes.
Taking pot shots at moving cars.
I've actually had to use this gun to get his attention.
Attention is what he calls it.
Do you not know what
you know
was in
laws
that car?
Against that, right?
Did you happen to know that laws don't mean fuck right now?
You, where are you guys headed?
A couple
houses. I have no clue what's going on, really.
Not you guys.
I just hear there's a bunch of crazy mess
in the car.
On the side of the river.
Yes, people are eating each other.
Aldo, where are we going?
I was going to have us meet up by where the webheads are, the skinheads, wherever they are. The people who are protecting me, hotheads.
Okay, that's a couple blocks down
over
by the river. You're in the middle of explaining that when a truck comes out of nowhere on the left, smashes into the vehicle. which immediately goes sliding, flying sideways.
Please don't be the dock. Please don't be the dock. Please don't be the dock.
Do we hear that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just out of sight a little ways when it happens. So, but not out of your shot,
I take
obviously.
Off running. And,
oh, I do, too.
I'm running towards the sound.
Let me make a quick die roll here.
Make a quick roll or die.
You know, Eric, this poor Missy can't have nice things anymore. It's you know, true. You just keep destroying them.
It's like you don't want her to have a vehicle.
Of course not. She deserves it. No.
Be fair, Mike. You almost shot it out from under her, so you're not one to talk.
Okay. Everybody in the car, go ahead and make a vigor check for me.
Oh, God. Vigor's my worst stat, I think.
You got a D4 in that?
I think actually a D6, now I think about it.
Well, then you're doing better than I am.
Got to reopen this because, you know, power went out twice.
Aldo's is a D6.
Yeah. Eh, I'm not going to throw a Benny this early. You have two I have another D6. You're right. God damn it.
Okay, so Aldo failed.
Yeah.
And Missy and Deckard got one success, right?
Right.
Okay, you two are shaken. You're all three shaken. But Aldo, you also have no damage on top of that because I rolled two points of damage.
Yeah! What double ones!
So, Deckard, you did feel your head collide with the window. And
sorry, I'm used to headshots.
Destroy it. So there's that shattering sound in your ear. There's kind of a ringing that follows that. Again, something you're familiar with. The car still seems to be in motion at that point. So you immediately notice that Missy's head snapped forward and then back, and her eyes are rolling. Aldo was thrown backward in a seat.
Just flying one side. Through the air.
So the person who's driving this vehicle that hit us is continuing to accelerate?
No, it just happened that he happened to be coming down a hill.
Oh, okay.
And you were in the cross street ahead, and he was moving at a pretty good clip.
Oh.
And in a bigger vehicle.
Oh.
Okay. So, I just wanted to make sure somebody wasn't, like, still pushing the vehicle.
Right. What happened to that vehicle, you actually can't see at the moment because, the visibility issue as much as anything else. And it's hard to get any kind of orientation immediately. However, in this process, the front of the vehicle was crunched enough that the dash dropped down and has got you and Missy both pinned.
Motherfucker. Do I smell, like, anything burning, smoke?
At that moment, because of the disorientation and the haze, which has its own kind of smoky stench to it, you can't really tell anyone one way or the other.
Okay.
Nick and Sean, you guys were running that way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. As soon as the car comes into view...
Obviously, he's going to eat on me.
Yeah. As soon as the car comes into view, you can see that something crunched it from the side, and that something has kept on rolling, apparently, because you don't see any immediate sign of it. You see something moving in the haze to the right that might have been it in the fraction of a second when you come into viewing range. And you can smell the gasoline before you get even close. The car is leaking profusely.
Oh, crap.
As if to add insult to injury, as soon as you come into range, a nearby telephone pole actually topples under the damage that was done on the way by.
Oh, yay.
Oh, good.
Right over the car.
Lovely. All right.
Okay. Nick, what are you doing?
Do we reach the car yet?
Yeah, when I get up to the car. So the roof's caved in. They're all pinned in there.
Roof's not caved too bad. It crunched a little under the pole coming down. Biggest danger there, you would guess, is probably the electrical wiring that's hanging loose.
Oh, boy. The wire's far enough away that I can maybe get in there to smash open a window or two.
Possibly.
Start pulling people out. I'm going to try to...
Yes?
Aldo, you obviously, like I said, the three of you are shaken, but you're aware. You obviously are not pinned, necessarily. You are coated in broken glass.
Hey, Doc, hold on. I got something in my sack here. I pull out a crowbar and a toolkit.
Okay, so who looks the... Do I have to roll off for shaken first?
Yeah.
Okay. Vigor check. 2d6. Don't suck balls. Don't suck balls. Yeah.
Okay. Missy, Aldo, Missy and Deckard can also roll off shaken.
There we go.
I am unshaken.
Spirit.
And you connect.
It's a spirit check, yeah. Deckard, that...
Oh, wait, this is spirit? I thought this was vigor.
No, shaken is spirit.
Spirit.
Oh, damn. I should have rolled a d10.
Vigor is soaking. Eight.
And I am unshaken.
Do you want to re-roll it,
James? No, I'm fine with my result.
It's just going to take you a moment to be able to act as all.
Yeah.
Same with Missy. She's a little dazed at the same time while Aldo is, while Lee is snapping to his attention a little faster. You can see movement outside the car, Lee.
Can I make out who it is?
There is a flickering kind of electrical light, and you see, you think it's the doc nearby. Nick, were you waiting when Sean said something and started for his pack?
Actually, I'm going a little slower, but I'm trying to get to the back window to bash it in and then methodically go around the car.
It's already pretty crunched.
Can I pull anybody out?
You can reach in and see if you can get some of the rest of the window out of the way, you might be able to. That's where most of the damage to the roof is, too.
Okay, I'll put a coat over my hand and just try and get the rest out of the way slowly. You know, it's breakaway glass, right? So if I push in on it and,
right.
If I pull it out, hand in, pull out, I'll be able to throw it off to my side, and then I'll try and get out what I can out of the way, and then I'll try and reach for the first person I see.
Do forward airbags go off when the car's hit from the side?
Yes.
Yeah, they'll deploy.
Yes.
Okay. So those went off too.
I handed a pair of clippers. Hey, Doc, you might need these. Somebody might get stuck in their seatbelt. So I'll take the crowbar and start going out the door, I guess, where Deckard's sitting.
I don't think Aldo had really gotten belted in, so.
No, yeah.
Can I scoot my seatbelt back? I mean, my seat back? Will it scoot?
I don't know this.
The mechanism for it is electric and on the door.
This reminds me of when I flipped my car.
Oh, okay. Does it work?
Not my fault.
I'll click on it and see if it'll
move the
seat back. All right. I guess I'm just going to reach up under the dash and try to heave to try to get my legs loose.
Missy, you're kind of coming to your senses.
Yeah, I'm just going to try to put as much brute strength into it as possible to try to get my legs untrapped.
Aldo, you're kind of coming to your senses, too. Someone's pushing in the back window, you notice.
Oh, okay. How, what are they trapped under? Do I see the front people?
The front people, you can't see that they're trapped necessarily or anything. You can see their heads. It doesn't look like anybody was, you don't see blood everywhere or anything, so it doesn't look like anybody was.
Is everybody all right?
Yeah, the telephone pole crashed at the top of the roof, or did it crash on the hood?
Top of the roof.
All right, vertical or horizontal?
To the car, perpendicular.
Yeah.
More or less.
Okay.
What are you doing once you got the crowbar and stuff out?
I'm jamming it into the side of the slit between the doors there and basically prying it open.
Okay, the near side because of the way the car
turned.
I've
been in an accident like this, so I'm not even going to fuck with the doorknobs.
The near side is the passenger side because the car was hit from the left.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
So.
Yeah, I guess I'd imagine earlier is probably next to Deckard.
So, Missy, you going to say or do anything?
Try to see what parts move.
You're really disoriented.
Right.
Really rattled. Deckard?
Yeah.
After the seats don't move?
Yeah, I was going to reach up under the dash and try to push and try to see if I can pull my legs out.
Okay. Go ahead and make a strength check. You can have a -2 on the roll because you have no leverage.
Nah, I kind of figured it wouldn't be an easy task.
Man.
So, 5.
5? Yeah, that's a success. You get it to start moving. You feel the... You feel the metal kind of give under there, and unfortunately, as it starts to give, your hands slide on the leather finish and cut your hand. You cut the palm of your hand open along the side of the partially opened glove box. You know, that's got an edge there.
I'll tear the door off the glove box and reach in there next, because that shouldn't be quite as slick.
True. You managed to, in the process, get it to move enough that you can kind of feel the pins and needles running through your left leg.
Hey, honey, can you feel your legs?
You're not sure?
I don't know, Darian. I don't know. Where are my cookies? Did we break all the cookies?
Okay.
Are the boys all right?
Sean, you can make a strength roll. Try to leverage that door open some.
Do I get a bonus with the crowbar?
Yeah, you get a +2 on the roll. It's actually, at least on the passenger side, it's not as bad because you also have the advantage of not being, this isn't where it was crunched. The biggest problem is that the body was kind of pushed together a bit on this side. So kind of pushing in on either side of the door a little bit.
6.
Okay, that's a success. You managed to get it to pop.
Okay. How bad is he how bad is he stuck in there?
He's, as you get the door open and kind of look, he looks like the dash is pushing down on his legs a bit. But you actually can see him grabbing at the glove box and actually moving the dash with brute strength. You see the corded muscle along his arm all stand up on edge everywhere.
You're good. I know you got some adrenaline. I know
you got some adrenaline going on right now. Would be an assistance, buddy. Just wedge that fucker in here and let's pry this fucking thing up.
Nick, you managed to get a hold of Aldo.
I said the crowbar would be much appreciated, buddy. Just wedge that fucker in here and let's get this goddamn thing up.
Yeah.
You all kind of hear in that dramatic kind of oh my god way that a fire suddenly flared to life.
Oh fuck.
Nick, help me pull the seat down.
Nick, that's right to your left.
Oh shit.
I'll yank him out.
No! Jesus! There are people in the vehicle!
Aldo, you struggling against him?
Yeah. I'm gonna try and grab at Missy's seat and try to pull it down if I can while doing this.
Okay.
Can
you manage while I get her door open?
Well, you're kind of in a deadlock for a second then because the doc is trying to pull at you and you're having to struggle with him and try to pull the seat at the same time, which isn't very conducive to accomplishing anything.
Your door is already open. If we fucking can get me loose, we can pry her loose and pull her out the same fucking side.
I'll jump off him and go and help Numbnuts with...
Well, get a good lecture on this. Let's double team this shit.
Okay. About now, a gunshot rings out, and rear view mirror right there between Sean and Deckard that was kind of hanging on explodes.
Mm-hmm. What the?
That was a rifle shot.
Yeah, oh, shit.
Hurry the fuck up!
I turn to look behind us.
Nick, if there was any time for your gun, it would be now!
Nathan.
Yes.
Oh, holy shit.
You, Did you follow the email that this is the next day?
Yeah.
Okay. You found some people to kind of kick back and relax with. A few of the less uptight student types or peers, may or may not be students. You don't necessarily know very many of them, but they're about the right age at least.
Yeah.
Who are kind of passing the jug around and killing time in the evening. And at least it has this semblance of normalcy. And it's at a sort of a apartment complex that you managed to finally pass out at. You woke up this morning feeling fairly refreshed, you know, given everything you've been through the past. What's that?
So considering the last 24 hours.
Yeah, given everything you've been through. And you're kind of, you kind of gathered your stuff up. You recognize that most of the people didn't really stick around much this morning. So you kind of gather your stuff up and make your way outside and hear a rifle shot. You're pretty sure that's what it is, just because you shot one recently several times. Not maybe 100 feet away to your left. The visibility is really bad, so you can't really see where it came from or anything.
Do I see the flash?
No.
So is there like a building in the way?
No, it's the haze.
Gotcha.
The haze from the smoke that's kind of poured all over the city. It reduces visibility to 20, 30 feet. A little better down here by the river.
Do I know it generally where the shot came from?
You think so, yeah.
I'll head over to there, but I'll, take caution. Make sure to stay behind. Something that'll stop a little. Just in case,
There's a couple cars between you and that, where you think it came from. As you start to draw nearer, you can see what you think is a fire glow out in the street just past that. After the mirror exploded, Sean Deckard.
We're going to try to tag team the dash, at least unless he's just turning around and gawking at the fucking idiot who shot at us. Are you planning to turn around and gawk at the idiot who shot at us there, Sean?
No, I said I turned to see if I couldn't see anything, if I couldn't make anything out, then I turned back around.
Yeah, you can't quite make anything out. Look in that direction, you see, can kind of see the skeleton.
It was just a quick glance.
Skeleton of a building over there. You can see that there's a car parked, over there. I mean, you just don't really have anything to work with as far as context of where the shot came from exactly.
Okay, so
all right, we gotta hurry this shit up here.
So how would this work, Eric?
Okay, well, if you're staying low, and it does cut your leverage just a little bit on the crowbar, but you can kind of keep the door that you pried open between you and the direction of the rifle, and
how about you move your leg, your right leg there, while I shift the dashboard up.
You're cooperating on the. I've seen.
Right, I'm gonna give my strength bonus to. I'm gonna push on. While he's leveraging the crowbar.
Anyone remember how...
Strength bonus is pretty much shit in Savage Worlds.
Well, yeah. No.
I think it's assisted. He gets a plus one.
You mean the cooperation stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. Well,
I say the one benefit is that Deckard might get... Like,
you say that, but a plus one is a big bonus in Savage Worlds.
Yeah, that's true. Not if the other guy has only 4 strength.
Well, he does. He's got a 6. So.
But you gotta rely on the Sean and the crowbar to do most of the work right now.
Right.
So, I'm not a boxer, but I'm in shape.
Do I still need to take a -2 since I'm just trying to...
No.
Okay.
You can just make a straight strength roll.
Fuck up any of that. There we go.
Success. Yeah, so add 1 to your roll, Sean.
So plus 2 or plus 3 with the crowbar?
Actually, because of the loss of leverage, it's going to be a penalty of 1 on the roll as well. It's not going to matter, though, I think. With that 5, he'll make it. So
okay. Legs are free!
You managed to get the legs free.
Give me that crowbar and provide some fucking cover. I'm going to pry this woman out.
I thought that. I'm sorry. I thought that 5 was his roll for some reason.
Oh, whoops. Okay, 4. That's still a success.
4. What is it? 4 plus 1, minus 1, plus 2. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're good.
I don't know what it is. I just rolled the D6 because I didn't know what was negative or what was equaling out.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We're good. You're good.
The GM's like, I don't want to do math.
It matters not. You rolled a fuck it.
What is this math you speak of?
So
you rolled a fuck it. It worked. Yeah.
I'll snatch the crowbar out of his hand at that point. Straddle the driver and just start prying on the dashboard.
Okay.
I'm not worried about propriety in this.
That'll be my new tagline. Fuck it. It worked.
Aldo, you can see that Deckard has managed to get free and turned around and is starting to work on trying to get Missy free from the front.
Okay, I'm just going to keep trying to pull back on the seat, you know, give more room for her to
Doc, have you stopped yanking at him?
Yeah.
That fire is going to be a problem.
I'm going to run around to the other side of the car.
It's spreading around the left side of the car.
To where Missy is.
Shit. Oh, God.
Eric, as I'm running behind the car there, see the fire, right? Is it starting from in the car or is it starting from outside of the car?
Sean, you are shot.
Oh, shit.
You feel a bullet rip through your right arm.
Ow.
You know that feeling.
Ow. Damn.
It might, however, be a graze. We have to roll damage first.
It might be a what?
It might be a graze. We have to roll damage first. Hang on. Okay. Roll damage.
Holy. Oh, my.
Well.
I hope
you're not very attached to Sean McKenzie.
I mean, lovely guest appearance I made there.
Oh, hi, my name's Sean.
Ready to roll up a new character?
Oh,
why don't you Benny that roll?
I had 3 damage. Benny and a toughness of 4.
I can't Benny damage. Oh my God, you're so
I have 3 Bennies and a toughness of 4.
Oh wow.
I have 5 Bennies and
okay.
I'm dead.
Okay.
You know what? Why the hell not?
I was damaged.
I'm okay. Okay. What?
Is damage?
No. I'm gonna try roll again. Hold on. Never mind. Second Benny. Third Benny. Yeah. I'm a dead end.
Hang on.
Well, that's a success and a raise.
Wow.
Okay. You have a toughness of 4, right? Let me figure this out before I do something that's against the rules.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't have body armor.
For the listeners, I rolled a 35 on damage.
Could the bullet have gone through the car?
Hang on. Before I make any moderating decisions, with the toughness of 4, that would have been 35. A success and 5 raises.
Fucking dead.
Is that right?
Instagram.
Yeah.
No, success and shit. Success and way too many raises.
No. Yeah.
Well, but he soaked
well,
3.
Hell, dude. Yeah. I mean, if it was 35 divided by 5,
I'm not even thinking.
So I mean, right.
It'd be a success and 7 raises. You soaked
32. That's 8. Yes, 7 you, fucking reasons.
You holy soaked shit. 3, which puts you straight to incapacitated. So,
I'm out.
However, I started the sentence by pointing out that you were shot in the arm. So,
yeah. Awesome.
Your arm gets blown off.
One leg and one arm.
One-legged,
one-armed man.
Either that or it's a...
It wasn't me. It was the one-armed, one-legged man.
Oh, my God.
Shut up. I fucking hate you. I'm sorry, but it makes sense for the 35.
Are you a lady, Sean?
When you're dick. Fuck you.
I'm getting... Hang on a second. I gotta get a physical book here. This is driving me nuts.
Oh, God. Oh, my Lord.
Well, Jonica, you thought your character was insane. Imagine his character after this.
Well, see, that's the whole thing.
She was like, she thought her character was going to die first.
You know how most shows, like, end the season by killing someone? We're going to start it off by killing someone.
Yeah, and before I even met the guy.
I know, right?
Like, hi, this is Sean. He's dead now.
Oh, God, we just... No, yeah, you didn't...
It's a walking dead all...
Yeah. Your replacement? Okay. Well, he's dead. Welcome back.
He had like 30 seconds of actual interaction with cast members, too.
I know, that's why it's okay if he dies.
Shit.
So, do you have another character all rolled up for you, Andrew?
Just take your character, rename
no.
it.
Give it I thought I'd survive at least a session.
I didn't even get killed by zombies either.
Yeah, it's his brother.
We all survived an entire season. You died.
Alex.
I'm back to my dead brother, Sean, that died in the first episode of season two.
Okay.
Our first actual player loss.
Andrew?
Yeah, sir. Okay. Yeah, what up?
First thing I need you to do is go make a vigor roll for me.
Which arm do you want to go?
Okay.
Holy tits, man.
Sorry. I'm not even sure why it's funny. It really
yeah, is. It gets better. It gets better. So, a three. God.
Was that your roll? Okay. That was
yeah.
A fail.
Yeah, that's my vigor.
Yeah, Eric, just to throw an idea out there, if you want to use it. If he was ducking down and beneath the car, the bullet had to go through the car.
No, he was coming around from the left-hand side to cross over to the right. He was in mid-transfer when he got tagged.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, even if I was ducking down, I mean, I was kind of in open sight.
Pretty much the only open target, which is probably why he got popped.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And I was also pausing to look at the flame, see if I couldn't do something about him.
Man, that guy must be close if he can see.
I didn't think somebody was going to keep shooting. I know that's why when I looked over there, you know, we heard the shot. I didn't think somebody was coming towards us with, you know, shooting at us. So.
Okay. Well, for now, you recognize that you have been hit. You feel it.
Uh-huh.
A cold numbness all the way through your the direction you're moving around, right arm.
I can use those meds now, Doc, that you keep wanting to prescribe to me.
And. You recognize instantly that you're going into shock.
Oh, goody.
And your right arm suddenly doesn't work.
You are effectively incapacitated, and you notice that as you're heading to the ground, you can't get your right arm to move fast enough to try and catch you.
Wouldn't it be my left? Oh, okay, my right arm's trying to catch you. Right arm, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay. You try to move both arms out to catch you, and you know, it's the experience. It's being in the moment.
Yeah. So you do like a sideways face
point. Nathan, you hear a second.
Right-handed, don't fuck with me.
You hear a second shot, and that time you are able to kind of pinpoint the location that it's coming from. You hear the report, and you hear almost immediately, you're close enough to hear the bolt action and the shell go flying out. It's from the hood of a car nearby, somebody you can vaguely see laying there and aiming at the area where you can see the flames. And you're starting where you can see, you're almost close enough that you can see a car that looks like it's been crunched up in the middle of the intersection.
Open up a can.
Can I hear any voices or anything? Someone shooting someone, or is it just someone sitting on a car shooting someone?
This is somebody that's laying on the top, or laying across the hood of a car, I meant to say, sorry.
Yeah.
Who has a rifle, who's aimed it at a car in the intersection where you can hear, at this point, people kind of shouting and stuff going on.
So okay, there's in this somebody case, on the... I'm going to assume there's nothing good happening.
I think that's a fair assumption.
I'll go ahead and assume the guy has foul intent in mind, so I'll bring my... Do I have my rifles with me?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay. I bring up my AK-47.
Okay.
Smoke this fool!
This Nick Nog's about to get nigged in the Nog.
Switch it to burst fire. Okay. Or, does it have burst fire?
Three rounds. Yeah, three numbers.
You can flip the switch real quick.
As I start to go cold, as I'm leaning against the car, I say, fuck it, that'll work.
Fuck it, that'll work. Deckard, you lean over and you're working on trying to get the dash free on that side.
Yeah.
You hear another shot, and the guy who helped you out kind of falls against the hood of the car.
Fuck.
And you can definitely, since you look up enough, you can definitely see the fire out of the corner of your eye to the left as well.
Okay, well, I'm just going to focus on the task at hand and heave down on this crowbar and try to pry out one of his frissy britches here.
There's also a satchel with a...
I'll just throw the cover.
What?
He rolled.
There's also a satchel with a rifle hanging out in front of you.
He rolled a lot.
I go Incredible Hulk on it.
Oh, sure.
Can I simultaneously pry the dash open and kick the door open?
Sure. Although kicking the door open will be kicking the door open into the fire on that side.
Oh, shit balls.
You find that out as you kick the door open.
How fucked up is the windshield?
Actually, the windshield's in better shape than most of the rest of the car.
Son of a bitch! So I don't want to go out the door and get people shooting at me.
The sunroof shattered.
Yeah, but then I'm like poking my head out. I might as well be a fucking groundhog. Be like, shoot me in the face!
Target. Aldo, you were pulling on the back of the seat, and you see Deckard pull the dash free.
Okay, I'm going to kind of dive out of the car. Where's the fire at in relation to me?
Nick, he pulls at the seat in front of him for about 3 or 4 more seconds, mm-hmm. and then comes back diving, scrambling through the back of the back window towards you. You could probably help him. He doesn't have much purchase there.
I'll help him out.
The fire is pull him out. The fire is alongside the driver's side of the car at this point.
So okay, it's fine. The back window is missing?
The back window has been broken in, it looks like. Yeah, Aldo is climbing out the back right now.
Did I see What's-His-Face go down?
No.
I haven't even seen What's-His-Face.
Yeah, I'm right there behind you guys.
I'll shove frilly bitches.
Were you going around the back of the car? Yeah, you would have been.
Yeah, I was heading around the back. Because I was heading over to Missy's side to her out with the crowbar.
I wasn't thinking you would be going around the back because the fire was around the back on the left side.
That's why I said if I see the fire, I was asking you if I could try to put it out.
That's when you stopped as you got towards the back of the end of the car.
Gotcha.
Exactly. So the fire, and all of a sudden,
revising my earlier description, he didn't hit the hood. He hit the back of the car. But you did see it, Deckard.
Okay. So my goal is to shove Miss Frilly Britches out the back window.
Okay, over the seats and out the back.
My purse! Yeah. My purse! I need my purse!
I'll get it!
Do you get it?
No.
That's what
I need it! It's got my handgun!
Like I said, I'm just, you know, I'm shoving her out the window.
Okay.
And then if I can, I'm going to try to reach out Aldo's broken window, and if I can reach him, pull him into the car through the window.
I thought I was out already.
No, not Aldo. I'm trying to pull Sean in.
You said Aldo.
Window. Yeah, that's
what it was. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm going to try to grab Sean and pull Aldo. I pull him in through Aldo's window, if I can.
Okay, if you can. I guess I'm not visualizing very well.
Okay, so basically I shove Missy out the back window. I'm in the back seat now.
First things first. Nick, when you pull Aldo, help Aldo out?
Yeah.
Aldo, what are you doing?
I'm going to kind of go out. Did I see him go down since we figured out where he actually went?
You see him stumbling and hear him mutter something. You think it's something like, fuck it, that works. And
No, I'm talking about what's his face, Andrew's character.
That's who I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Nick is closer to the green X on the back of the car, pulls Aldo out. Aldo, you see him and you're on the back of the car. Nick, at that point, you notice that Deckard is pushing the woman over the seat.
I'll grab her and start pulling her out.
Okay, and she's yelling about her purse. You guys pull her out that way.
Is the purse nearby?
No,
within arm's reach.
No, it's somewhere.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna bother. Yeah. Fuck it.
Was it in the front seat or back?
Would have been in the front.
What I thought.
In that little
right. Yeah. Since you had other people in the car. Yeah. Okay. At that point, then, Deckard, what were you going to do after you got Missy out of the car?
Basically, since he's where that X was, I'm assuming that's close to, like, the it's a four-door car, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm assuming he's pretty close to that window, slumped down.
Yeah, not too far from him, just behind
him. So my goal is to reach out that window without exposing my head and just kind of blindly grope around to, like, grab him and try to pull him up into the window. So that way he's at least inside the vehicle and protected from further shots.
Okay. Yeah, another shot could come in. Time. Nathan?
Yes.
What's the next move?
Kill that motherfucker.
I'm aiming at him and I fire.
Roll it. Remember that's
+2 for roll and +2 for
shoot. You got it.
And you also have to roll 3 times with 1 wild.
No, it's not... 3 shot versus 1 roll.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Full okay. Auto is 3.
Yeah.
Well, that's still a hit.
Full auto is 3. So it's a 6.
So that definitely hits him. He wasn't expecting that.
And then
damage.
Roll the damage.
What's damage?
I forgot the damage.
It is
2d8 plus 2, I think.
Yep, 2d8 plus your 2 for the...
Well, wait, 2d8 plus 1, so it'll be 2d8
plus
3. 2d8 plus
1.
Yeah.
So 2d8 plus 3.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That should do some damage.
Yeah.
Well, considering his toughness and that he's an extra... Yeah, so you do hear a third shot go off, Deckard, but it sounds strangely like machine gun fire.
Like an AK.
Yeah. And nothing seems to get blown up anywhere around you or on your person as you stick your head out for a second.
Well, thank God.
Okay.
I'll still proceed as though that shooter is active, and I'll pull him into the window.
You pull him in, yeah. You can do that.
Yeah. And I'll fucking find little... If Miss Frilly Ass's purse is somewhere within arm's reach.
It is.
It is.
Okay. I'll grab it and toss it out, and then toss him out.
Okay, out the back window?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Nick, once you get Missy kind of on her feet,
yeah,
which she just kind of stumbles there for a second,
yeah.
You see Deckard pull the other guy. Did you say his name was Sean?
Yeah, Sean.
You see him pull him in through the passenger side rear door.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a moment, you guys and you guys hear another shot somewhere, although it doesn't sound like a rifle shot this time. And after a moment, you see him pushing the guy through the back window.
I'll snag him and rip him out.
Okay.
I'll snag him and pull him out.
Yeah.
Actually, it'd be a succession of 3 shots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The burst.
Yeah, you're right.
But yeah, they'd be really close together.
And it would sound different than the...
Yeah, rifles. It definitely sounded different than the rifle. What are you doing after that, Nathan?
I'll crouch behind the car because I don't know if I hit him.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Oh, that's right. I'm like 30 feet away.
Yeah, less than that probably, actually, because of visibility. He just didn't notice you were there.
I'll still crouch behind the car just in case, and I'll yell out, "Hey there, are you guys okay?"
Oh, that's got to be the fucking college kid. That unenthusiastic sort of, "Hey, guys."
Hey, dudes, everything all right over there?
Is that you?
Hey, Scooby, is there any snacks over there?
Head cook.
Nathan, is that you?
I think that was Deckard.
Yeah, Deckard, where the hell have you been?
Are you moving that way?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll crawl out of the window, post-haste, and get the fuck clear of the car.
Nathan is not
where
to is... your glee carrying a rifle, since he's coming from that direction. Sorry.
Oh, thank. We need to get away from the car before the
Yeah,
fire
what's
spreads.
Around here that
I'm mumbling
car,
to the
car, anything else?
My bag.
There's a couple of buildings nearby. One looks like it's kind of an antique store or something.
Okay.
That's immediately the closest.
Alrighty. Put one shoe in my purse. Put one shoe in my hand. My gun out of my purse while I've got my purse open. Pull the safety off. Run across to the antique store.
Okay. What are the rest of you doing?
As low as possible you can in a pencil skirt.
I'm going to run Nathan's direction and kind of see if I can... Where's the fucker that was shooting at us? Did you get him?
He's on the hood of that car over there. He won't be causing a problem.
I'll run over there.
Okay.
I'll beat his corpse a few times.
Okay. He's just a punk kid.
I'll beat his corpse a lot then.
Do like he's from Dayton?
No.
Can I see within the vicinity of him, is the other damaged vehicle, the one that hit us in the intersection, is it around here?
Not within view.
Okay.
You could guess about which way it went by the position of the car and the telephone pole that was knocked over.
Okay. Hey, kid, come with me. Let's see if we can find the fuckers that hit us. See if he fucking killed them, too.
Sure.
I'll grab his gun, the rifle, by the way.
I'm going to go up and see who's shooting at us, too, kind of fall behind Deckard. Do I recognize the kid?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He was the kid that was trying to pick off zombies on the bridge. One of your fan clubs.
So why was he shooting at us?
You can ask him.
Fan club gone
wild. He's dead.
What are you doing?
I'm dragging the corpse with me away.
You mean the
grabbing,
Sean?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then also grabbing his backpack while we're going out.
It looked like he got hit in the arm by a bullet wound, it looks like.
Oh, yeah.
Biggest fucking arm wound you've ever seen.
Was it through and through, or was it...
No. And it nicked a big artery.
Okay, as soon as I can, I'm going to get him open. Basically, I'm going to real quick surgery on his ass.
Over here! Is the antique store open or closed?
It's closed.
And the door's locked.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what the shoe's for.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can do that. You hear her hollering at you over here as you're half carrying him and grabbing your bag.
Okay, then I'll...
Sean mumbles something about his bag.
Okay, I grabbed his bag.
Favorite Gucci shoes. What the...
Overhead a building?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
she's
then
smashed,
I'll go that
smashed
way.
Open the window to let her in.
Okay, cool. I'll go there and then I'll make room so
and
I can...
And I'll cover just in case because I don't know that
table.
There's someone else out here shooting at us.
Slap him on a table and do a quick surgery on this. You know what
and
I mean.
Then we'll use fabrics out of the antique store and whatever else I can find to help.
And you can also do an assist roll.
Triage.
Oh, yes, with my first aid.
You do have
check
a...
Out
I
wait.
Do.
You have something to heal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I volunteer for the Red Cross. I can help.
Triage.
Okay. Pressure where?
It takes about 10 minutes to do any kind of healing check.
I understand.
So you can kind of, but you guys can get him kind of, up off his feet.
There. That was my assist.
Awesome.
Okay. Oh. And this will be my healing check. Can I Benny that?
Seven. You got a 7 plus her.
I don't know what I
plus either. Her success gives you another one, so that's a success and a raise.
Okay.
That should be enough.
That's you can't actually do more than that anyway.
Okay, then that'll be good enough then.
Okay, take Sean to a. Take him to a -2.
Okay.
And he's still out of it at the moment, kind of incoherent.
Kind of mumbling.
Did I get him, coach?
Okay. So, Nathan, Deckard, you guys kind of hustle down the street, kind of doing the whole kind of run, like careful, quick walking down the street.
Sticking to cover.
Just imagine me mumbling about different video game characters and shit.
Remembering our training, we're doing some leapfrogging from one position to the next.
as well as we can.
Deckard still thinks he's in a fucking movie, man.
Exactly. He still thinks he's Commando Joe.
I'm just following along.
Aldo, after a moment, you were following?
Yeah, I'm just going to be like, you know, safe distance behind him, go towards the vehicle.
Like I said, I'd say they're mumbling about different video game characters and the ones with the bouncy factors.
You do manage to, after a couple of minutes, you manage to track down the truck. It went to the road alongside the river and down the embankment and crashed into the river.
Oh, shit.
The driver's side door and the passenger side door are both hanging open.
Nobody in it? Nobody around?
No. No, not that you immediately see.
Bitch.
Yeah, it's kind of a work truck. Like, it's got. It's a.
You dirty bat.
Shut up, Mike.
Hey. Does anybody here know this truck? It's pretty much fucked.
Are there any toolboxes?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll kind of slide down the embankment and just check the interior of the cab just to see if anybody's in it.
No, whoever it was skated out.
They did it on purpose. That guy was already set up to shoot at us, so.
Is there anything?
You're a hysterical housewife.
Is there anything like in the bed of the truck, like any backpacks or gear or anything?
That was me, not her. And no one said she was hysterical.
Nothing really.
I'll probably pop open the toolboxes, see if there's anything worth taking.
It was just some odds and ends.
Like a claw hammer or anything?
Yeah, you know, some
pipe wrench.
Yeah, and like a hydraulic jack and shit
that
in there.
Could come in handy.
Under the that's under it in the handle. The assemblies on the inside of the toolbox, and then you got like a couple of wrenches and a socket set.
I'll kind of take my I'll take my shirt off and just kind of bag stuff up, turn it into a little bindle, pack some extra shit, pack some of the good shit in there, and head back up the embankment.
So, you know who tried to run us over?
Where the hell did you go all Southern, you cocksucker?
I don't know. I just can't stop it because I'm kind of tired. I had to get up at 6 this morning. It was awful.
Sounds like a country song.
Yeah. I drive my truck. Anyways, do I know who was shooting at us? No, I have no idea who that little fruit basket was.
No. The kid was one of the fucking hothead people. Wondering who tried to run us over right now.
So, wait. This was one of your guys who was shooting at us?
Someone that I knew. Someone who was supposed to be helping us here.
Interesting. Well, let's get back and see if we can help the doc. Make sure they're still alive.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have a word with the little group that's been watching over me so nicely.
By the time you guys get back, you find that they've set up inside a little, like an antique store there on the corner. And by then, Sean is sitting up and is kind of, he's lucid again. His arm is pretty bandaged up. There's a lot of blood.
Damn. You do good work, doc.
Did you know in DOA-1, there was the thing called a bounce factor? And it's just the jiggly.
Deckard, could you apply anesthetics to his right jaw?
Can he walk?
It was, woo! And then, whoa. And a woo!
So maybe...
Blood loss, nothing I give you.
So maybe lucid was too strong a term.
Actually...
Doc, who the fuck is this guy?
I figured... Yeah, it's the doc working on me, so I'm going to assume.
You've got some really good shit in
here. I'm not exactly there.
Fair enough.
Exactly.
I figured that'd be the only reason he's lucid.
Yeah, that he's conscious.
Probably.
Yeah. There's a lot of painkillers going through you right now, son.
Enough.
There's quite a few painkillers going through you, son.
Enough deer tranquilizer to knock out the whole herd.
But I'm pretty sure you're going to live.
He should. I only gave him 8 Oxycontin. He should be all right.
Jesus, tits,
I'm sitting there kind of lopping my arm. I'm flopping my arm going, that could have hurt. A little bit.
He probably didn't give you 8 Oxycontins that would kill you. But,
no.
Particularly with blood loss. Severe blood loss. You would probably stop your heart. But hey.
We're sorry, Mike, but it really would kill him. On
it would. It's a sedative. Yeah, it would slow down his heart.
So it was an exaggeration.
Yeah.
Ma'am, can we make it maybe go back to your house?
Well, of course, of course, of course.
Okay, our friend here could maybe lay in for a while till he kind of gets faculties back.
You didn't even get about half a mile, so...
Of course, yes.
Decker, I think we need to go talk to the people who tried to shoot us.
We got no reason.
He starts pointing at Deckard.
I know you.
I guess I'm going to have to cancel the PTA.
Somewhere. Unfortunately, do you have your cell phone in your purse, ma'am?
It doesn't work. I mean, I have it, but...
Can we still play, like, Peggle or anything like that?
Weren't you in Rumble the Roses 3?
I'm not a wrestler, my friend.
That's your boxing. Nice
we'll head back.
That's you. It's a female boxing.
I'll put my shoe, that's now damaged, back in my purse.
can he walk, or does he need to be carried?
Oh, he'll have to be carried. There, you don't walk after injuries like that.
He could
no. After a normal surgeon,
he could walk with a support. Yes. Somebody supporting him. Yeah,
we'll get him up on his feet.
He can walk with Aldo holding him up. He'll be just fine.
That will ruin Aldo's suit.
Missy's house.
Who cares?
I'll get another suit later. It'll be fun.
I'll walk back.
It'll
up
be
to
the
Aldo.
Second one this week.
No, I have.
Does that suit have
kit
front pocket?
In the bag? There might be gauze.
Okay, the car
might stop the bleeding.
They've stopped the bleeding.
Floppy. Oh man. Yeah. So, hey, you got anything else at the house to eat?
Oh yes, yes I do.
Everybody following?
Excellent.
Yeah. I'm very sorry about that. My car is usually very safe.
When somebody hits you and then shoots at you, it's kind of not really your fault.
I know. I don't understand what's going on. Why would people do that?
Too bad you can't call AAA.
The bridge is out.
Roadside assistance or something. Do you want a helicopter?
People?
No. Darren's business wasn't that good.
Oh. Damn.
Hey, I'm a mechanic.
So. I don't see how that would help with a helicopter.
Hey, I got a lawnmower you can fix.
So, Nathan, for your edification, two of the people in this little cluster, of course, you don't know.
Oh, hi! I'm Missy!
Don't ask me who wears heels in this type of situation. It's Missy.
And you are...
This is Matt Boy, this is Deckard, this is the governor. I'm the doc. He's fucked, and you're crazy, alright? Now we know our names.
Manners! Manners, doc.
Manners? We just got shot at for no reason at all.
I didn't shoot at you.
I wasn't blaming you, I was going and stating the obvious.
I realize that, but then the person that you were rude to was not the person who shot you, but me.
Okay, I'm sorry for pissing you off.
Thank you.
Everyone
was that so hard?
Yes. My bowels now hurt.
Some decorum. Some civility.
We have some castor oil at home. I'm sure that will take that care of that right away.
Castor oil does not work like that. You know that by now, lady.
No, but it'd be fun to watch you drink it.
How about we all just go inside and enjoy a couple of cookies? Yes.
All the cookies were ruined. I'll have to make more.
I'm
thinking Girl Scout this time. I don't really feel up to baking right now.
Wonderful.
I'm thinking like a nice, some hamburgers we could grill. Make a day out of it.
I'll go look at
the fucking
freeze.
Smoky haze over.
I've been craving a burger since
what a wonderful setting.
So, go ahead and make some notice checks for me. Whoever thinks they're being observant in the least. On the way into the house.
Well, it's my house.
Oh,
so probably not you.
I totally want to be observant.
And not Sean.
I totally want
to. I have... Oh, God, I forgot to explode it.
But that would be fucking hilarious. The fucking loopy guy sees shit. And starts...
Okay, I had a 12.
Please let me make the roll. Please.
So...
Fuck you, buddy. Fucking good.
Aldo, well, everybody's kind of working their way through the door. And who is supporting Sean?
I believe it was Aldo who was carrying Sean.
Yeah, it's Aldo. Okay.
So while you're working your way through the door, and you have a minus two on top of that, you realize.
Holy shit, Nate. God damn.
So be a two.
He sees them before they even get to the house.
So you're since you're on your way in the door with him, you don't notice Aldo, since you're busy kind of moving Sean through the door. Nathan, you notice a couple people just kind of like over by the next house, kind of watching this group of your head in, and as soon as they notice, you notice... They kind of take off. Just kind of makes you uneasy. You're on mute or something. I'm not hearing you.
What do they look like, just in case I see them later?
Is that why you hadn't been responding much?
Probably.
Because when Missy was talking to you, I thought maybe you didn't realize she was talking to you.
Yeah, I probably said a bunch of stuff that didn't show up.
So,
our cat.
The listeners should know that. Cat.
He learned how to open doors.
And he learned how
so
to...
So he was sitting there jumping on the door handle, so I muted it and went and scared him off.
Oh, sorry to hear that. But I appreciate that. Okay, so yeah, I'm sorry. What did you say then?
I was just wondering what they look like, just in case.
Younger, kind of ripped up clothes. One of them leather jacket. The other one has the, you know, kind of like green hair. Both
so
both boys, maybe 16, 17, 18 years old. Something.
The kind that would blow up your school.
Well, you know, the kind that seem a little out of place in this nice neighborhood. Not that the whole town isn't going to shit or anything.
Yeah.
Do you head inside?
Yeah. Okay.